this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Barack Obama orders an increase in the number of U.S. Special Operations Forces in Syria. Mr. Obama is urging European nations to ramp up their contributions to the coalition fighting the Islamic State group. Speaking at an industrial trade fair Monday in Hanover, Germany, the U.S. president says up to 250 additional personnel will join a team of about 50 U.S. troops in Syria.
Just as I've approved additional support for Iraqi forces against ISIL, I've decided to increase U.S. support for local forces fighting ISIL in Syria.
Earlier this month, the United States announced the deployment of an additional 200 troops and several Apache attack helicopters to Iraq. Diplomatic sources say a group of Taliban negotiators has arrived in Pakistan for exploratory meetings with authorities in Islamabad. The sources say the visit is part of efforts that Pakistan is making to facilitate resumption of Afghan peace and reconciliation talks. But when contacted by VOA, a Taliban spokesman said he was unaware that the delegation had traveled to Pakistan. The development comes as the same day as Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani told Parliament that Pakistan is to blame for not stopping fugitive Taliban leaders from plotting violence in Afghanistan. Saudi Arabia unveiled a long-term plan that could result in its most significant economic changes in decades. The plan would propose a shift away from the dependence on petroleum as the country's most valuable asset. Saudi Arabia's economy has been hit hard by sharp drops in crude oil prices, forcing the world's largest exporter of oil to find new sources of income. This is VOA News. The United States has pledged $10 million to aid those affected by the fallout of the Chernobyl disaster. The announcement coincides with the 30th anniversary of the Ukraine nuclear accident. The April 26, 1986 explosion at Chernobyl's number 4 reactor forced the evacuation of 350,000 residents working and living in the surrounding area. Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump is ridiculing his two rivals' efforts to derail his campaign. Trump's challengers, Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Ohio Governor John Kasich, announced a plan Sunday to run in selective primaries to try to deny Trump a first ballot victory at the party's July convention. Trump calls it a horrible act of desperation.
If you add up the both votes and if you add up the both delegates, they're way behind me, so it doesn't matter. But it takes two guys, longtime politicians, to try and get together to try and beat Trump, and yet they're way behind.
The Cruz-Kasich strategy signals a marked shift for Cruz, who has previously rejected overtures to join with Kasich to try to block Trump. Iran has threatened legal action against the United States if $2 billion in frozen funds are diverted to compensate American families of people killed by Iran-sponsored terrorism. Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said his government will hold the U.S. government responsible for protecting Iran's frozen funds. A car bomb in a predominantly Shiite commercial district in eastern Baghdad Monday exploded, killing at least 11 civilians and wounding 38. Saudi-led coalition forces in Yemen say they have killed more than 800 al-Qaeda fighters in a single attack. The death toll in the strike on the militant-held town of Makala could not be independently verified. A military general in Burundi was shot and killed while dropping his daughter off at school. General Athanasi Kararuza, an advisor to Burundi's vice president, was killed along with his wife and one of his bodyguards in Bujumbura. Meanwhile, the International Criminal Court has announced it will examine outbreaks of killings, torture, rapes, and other crimes in Burundi over the past year. Here is Chief Prosecutor Fatou Bensouda.
Because all these acts appear to fall within the jurisdiction of the ICC, I have decided to open a preliminary examination into the situation in Burundi since April of 2015.
A preliminary examination is not an investigation, but instead a process of determining whether a formal investigation is necessary. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes down at the end of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.